This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montagne.
I'm Steve Inskeep. Some students preparing for college this fall may not be able to borrow enough money to pay for where they want to go. That's apparently the case even after Congress approved emergency help. Lawmakers were trying to help what used to be a stable and popular program. Private lenders issued student loans with government backing. Families got a reliable source of money. Yet even after it was shored up, public confidence in the program seems shaky. NPR's Claudio Sanchez explains what went wrong.
Since its creation in 1965, some experts in the banking industry have called the federal student loan program the most successful public-private partnership ever created, until now.
What the future is going to be is questionable. We've seen lenders, some of them have pulled out. I think some of them won't come back.
That's Harrison Wadsworth, special counsel to the Consumer Bankers Association. He says the unraveling of the student loan market over the last few months has been stunning. Wadsworth says the problems actually began last September when Congress passed the College Cost Reduction and Access Act. It made more financial aid available to the neediest students and lowered the interest rates for new borrowers. But it paid for all this by cutting the interest rate that banks and private lenders earn on every student loan they make. Wadsworth says it also doubled the fees that lenders pay the federal government for every loan they issue.
It became less profitable, or in some cases unprofitable, for lenders to lend money.
Lawmakers defended the law, arguing they were more concerned about students than lenders' profits. But then the subprime mortgage crisis hit.
The financial markets went into turmoil, and that actually had a spillover effect into student loans.
By the end of 2007, Wadsworth says lenders could not raise the money to make new loans, and those that could quickly realized that the cost of making those loans had gone up dramatically. So some lenders stopped making loans altogether. Larry Warder, chief financial officer at the U.S. Department of Education, says that's when he started getting calls warning him there was trouble on the horizon.
Some of the lenders came to us as early as January and said, we have liquidity problems. They said, yeah, profitability has been crunched, but our problem is we don't have access to capital.
Lenders needed cash fast, and they wanted the federal government to provide it. In late April, Congress complied. With little or no debate, lawmakers passed emergency legislation increasing the amount of money students could borrow, but also authorizing the Education Department to buy up government-subsidized loans from lenders. The idea, says Warder, is that lenders won't get stuck with loans they can't sell or raise money for.
So they have the liquidity to get to the point where either the markets have corrected and they can do their normal financing, or they can sell it to us.
For now, lenders seem reassured. In fact, some of those that pulled out are now back in the program making loans. And though some critics say this is nothing more than a bailout at taxpayers' expense, Warder says come this fall, it's students and families who will benefit the most.
So we've essentially guaranteed that the federal money will be available.
The federal student loan program may have averted a meltdown, but with 8.5 million students who need loans this fall, Warder concedes many will still be short of money for college. Some students, he says, will just have to find cheaper schools.
There are a lot of hard choices, and if you can't afford a Cadillac, you buy a Chevrolet.
As for that public-private partnership with lenders, it's going to change now that the federal government has assumed a much bigger role as a lender and manager of student loans. Financial experts say we won't know whether that's good or bad for at least another year. Claudia Sanchez, NPR News.